New EPA guidelines concern for many landowners. Welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Banks. Should the Environmental Protection Agency regulate every backyard ditch in the nation? American Farm Bureau's Jonna Miller has more.
The Environmental Protection Agency's Clean Water Act Protection Guide is one step closer to being implemented. That's a big concern for farmers, ranchers, and many other landowners, according to American Farm Bureau regulatory specialist Don Parrish, because it would greatly expand EPA's regulatory reach under the Clean Water Act.
This is going to allow EPA and the Corps of Engineers to regulate features that only have water in them during and for a short duration after a rainfall.
Parrish says that broad reach is not what Congress intended when they wrote the law and would require landowners to get expensive permits to use their own land.
It takes the control and the use of the land out of the landowner's decision-making process. It doesn't tell you you can't use it, but it's going to tell you you've got to get a permit. Those permits are going to cost anywhere from well into the thousands to the hundreds of thousands of dollars. And it's going to have a direct impact on virtually any land that a farmer might want to use, and it is really going to be burdensome. It's going to impact projects that transportation departments do in order to put a road into place. It's going to impact power lines. It's going to impact home builders. It may not stop economic growth and development, but it's going to make it more expensive. It's going to make it more bureaucratic.
Parrish says Congress intended states and local jurisdictions to regulate waterways that aren't big enough for navigation and called the EPA action a power grab.
The state and local governments are in a better position to balance out economic growth, the environmental concerns, and the social implications of these policies. EPA, they're going to entangle farmers and ranchers in a bureaucratic mess. It's going to have, I believe, a more detrimental impact. We're going to be protecting things that aren't important at the detriment of utilizing resources to protect things that are.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.